Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Hey, this is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, boy, I am so excited this morning to again be able to be on the cyberspace airwaves and share information this morning. You know, we're doing this morning part two of Thinking Grow Rich, chapter on organized planning. Before getting into the book, though, I got two little quotes that I'd like to be able to share with you to just give you some, again, food for thought. This is your home-based business breakfast show. And though I'm not serving up scrambled eggs and grits and waffles and sausages and bacon, or for those that, you know, eat a different kind of diet, cantaloupe and you know, some fruit and some bagels and stuff, you know, I do is try to do is serve food for thought, you know, and that's why, yeah, what I do here on this breakfast show. Here's first quote, you know, check this one out, people. There are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle. The other is though everything is a miracle. Yes, everything is a miracle. A miracle called life. So there's two ways you can look at life. Like nothing's a miracle or everything's a miracle. Again, it's your outlook, how you want to deal with it. Here's another quote I'd like to share with you. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery. All we have is today, and it's called the present because it's a precious gift. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery. All we have is today. And it's called the present because it's a precious gift. Ain't that deep? You know, yesterday's history gone. Tomorrow's a mystery. All we have, folk, is today. What do you do today? What are you doing right now? What are you doing right now? You know, today. What's going on with you right now? That's what's so important in terms of focus. And being able to focus. Okay, we want to get into our book, our part two. We have a couple callers on the line, and I will get to you throughout the course of this show. So just stay on the line and continue to chime in with us and listen to part two of Think and Grow Rich, the sixth step to obtaining riches, organized planning. Napoleon Hill says, hey, you start off with desire, but then in order for that desire to work and bring it into crystallization through the workshopping of your imagination of your mind, you must have an organized plan. Now, you know, we talked about one couple things Tuesday, and one that he talked about was the forming of your mastermind group. You know what I mean? And that is very important. See, you got to have other people that's a part of your team. And some of the things that he said, I want to review that before getting into the part two that I want to share with you today, is, you know, you need to arrange to meet with the members of your mastermind group at least twice a week or more often if possible until you have jointly perfected the necessary plan or plans for the accumulation of what it is that you want to achieve. See, you know, I tell people, you know, building and planning your life is not something to take lightly. So if you got a specific goal, thing that you really want to accomplish in life, and you put together this mastermind group, you got to be able to, you know, until you get these plans off the ground, you got to meet as much as possible. Next, he says, you must maintain perfect harmony between yourself and every member of your mastermind group. If you fail to carry out these instructions to the letter, you may expect to meet with failure. See, you got to have harmony. That's important, too. That's why, you know, I've always been an advocate, you know, and people, you know, always ask me, you know, and I help people at times put together paperwork for their 501c3 nonprofit corporations, and I always tell them, you know, I don't believe in big boards. That's too many daggone people to be in harmony with. You know, and, you know, that's why some organizations, I won't call out their names, but one that I, you know, was a president of a local chapter for it at one time. You know, they have over 64-person national board. That's too many personalities to chime out. So you got cliques. You got groups warring against each other. That ain't harmony. And that's why there's chaos and confusion in certain organizations. You got to have, this is something that's important, you got to have harmony. The other piece is this, folks. As Napoleon Hill says, before forming your mastermind alliance, decide what advantages and benefits you may offer to individual members of your group in return for their cooperation. No one will work indefinitely without some form of compensation. And no intelligent person will either request or expect another to work without adequate compensation. Although this may not always be in the form of money, but you got to know what it is that you're going to offer these people that are going to become a part of your mastermind group to help you build what it is that you want to be able to build that's going to totally impact your life and change your life. See, because it's not something lightly to play with. Okay. Now what we want to do today is we want to go into some of the causes, 31 major causes of failure. You know, and you know, we want to go over some of these things. And it's very, very important that, you know, you focus on these things and learn how to be able to overcome them. It says one of the first ones is unfavorable heredity background. You know, now I've seen this, and it's rough. You know, I mean, my mother, you know, we talk about all the time, you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family. So, you know, if you got some negative stuff going on, you know, in your family, you got to find a way to overcome that. You know, because you can choose your friends, you can't choose your family. And, you know, and I've seen people who've had brilliant ideas, great things that they wanted to be able to accomplish, only to have negative, close family members just tear them down all the time. You know, every time they take two steps forward, some negative family member takes them four steps backwards, you know. So you have to figure out how to overcome that one. You know, so that's a hard one to deal with. The next one is lack of well-defined purpose in life. There is no hope of success for the person who does not have a central purpose or a definite goal at which to aim. 98 out of every 100 of those whom I have analyzed had no such aim. Perhaps this was the major cause of their failure. A lot of people don't have goals. You know what I mean? You know, people, you know, and it's really interesting. I mean, because, you know, me and my wife, you know, a lot of times we write things down and we have them up on our refrigerator. We have them all around in the house. Well, fortunately, we have two bathrooms, so we put stuff in our personal bathroom. You know, before we had a house, we only had one bathroom. You know, we had stuff up on the bathroom. And sometimes you'd have company over, you know, and then they have to use your restroom, and they look up there and they see, you know, your goals and stuff. And, you know, and I remember, never forget one time, you know, an associate, you know, I make a difference between friends and associates. An associate said, y'all be tripping. So what you mean we be tripping? Y'all believe writing all of those things down and having them up all around the house that you're going to actually be able to do those things? See, some people, it's hard for them to focus on positive affirmations. You know, you are what you think. You know, and if you believe you can't, you're right. If you believe you can, you're right. It all starts in the brain. And a lot of people, you know, they don't have a well-defined purpose for their life. They're just existing. And then they wonder why they have a living hell. They have no purpose in their life, no defined purpose. Next is lack of ambition to aim above mediocrity. We offer no hope for the person who is indifferent as not to want to get ahead in life and who is not willing to pay the price. See, some people have no ambition and they aim low. So they get low results. They aim low in life. You know, you got to aim high, you know, and then you got to be willing to pay the price. And some people always ask me, say, well, you know, what you mean pay the price? What is the price? Well, the price ain't the same for everybody. The price I pay ain't the price that you pay. You know, but you'll know when you paid the price. You know, people used to, you know, ask me, you know, say, you know, paying the price. I said, yes, paying the price. You got to, everything in life, there's a cost. It's not always monetary. You don't know what sacrifices you might have to make, what changes you have to deal with. But believe me, there's a price that you're going to pay. Frederick Douglass said something like this, you know, power can seize nothing without, you know, a demand. And he said, you know, hey, you know, in order to make change, you know, the struggle, it might be a moral one or it might be a physical one or it might be both. He said, people who want freedom without change, without agitation, is like those who want, you know, the rain without the thunder, the ocean without its roar. And he said, you might not get all that you pay for in life, but you most certainly will pay for all that you get. So, I mean, you know, you got to pay a price, people. Next is insufficient education. This is a handicap which may be overcome with comparative ease. You know, you got to make sure that, you know, that hey, if you're lacking in knowledge of something, you know, you can be self-made or self-educated. You know, and it takes more than a college degree to make a person educated. You know, so, you know, but you can achieve what you want, even if you don't have, quote unquote, the educational background. And people say, well, you know, you're not educated enough to do such and such. You know, hey, my grandmother, who was a person that helped me focus on going into business for myself, you know, and God bless her soul, you know, she lived to be 90 some years old. And, you know, my grandmother never had no formal education. But she knew how to run a business. My grandmother, she raised my mother, my aunts, and my uncles, 9 children, by selling suppers. And my mother told me the days when they used to have, you know, part of her job was to go out and get orders. All the children had to get orders. But that's how my grandmother took care of them and fed them, selling suppers. She had her books. She had certain people she gave credit to. Certain people she didn't give credit to. She had knew how to do her accounts receivable. I mean, you know, he was a person, you know, and she was the one that helped me, motivated me, you know, when I first shared what I wanted to go in business with myself. And then she shared with me a deep, deep, deep thought. And, you know, this is for everybody out there. You know, the impact that racism has in the African American community in terms of self doubt. Because my grandmother grew up during a time when people had ice boxes, and they had to buy ice to keep the food cold, little old box, you know, and they buy ice and they put it in there. And so I remember when I told my grandmother I wanted to go in business for myself, and my grandmother said, you know, grandson, that's great. She said, and if you can get past this little negative thinking hurdle that some of our people have, you'll be fine. I said, what negative thinking hurdle are you talking about, Grandma? She said, now ice is ice, right? I said, yeah. She said, you know, it freezes at the same temperature, right? Right. And it's going to melt at the same temperature, right? Right. She says, you know, well, sadly, she says, there's some of our people that racism has done such a job on their mind that if a white man is selling ice and a black man is selling ice, it's that black people think that the black man's ice is going to melt faster. And that's where the saying comes from. The white man's ice is colder than the black. It's white man's ice is colder. And I looked at her, you know, and she said, you get past that. She said, some of the backward thinking that people have. She said, you'll be fine. She said, but remember, ice is ice. So, okay, I got you, Grandma. I got you. And, you know, she helped me a lot with, you know, developing my business outlook. So education, you can overcome lack of certain kind of education. Next is lack of self-discipline. You best be disciplined. Discipline comes through self-control. That means that one must control and get rid of all negative qualities. Before you can control conditions, you must first control yourself. Self-mastery is the hardest job you will ever tackle. See, I tell people all the time, you know, I have a very demanding boss. People say, I thought you worked for yourself. Yeah, I do. And guess who the boss is? Me. I have a very, very demanding boss. That boss is me. I demand a lot of me. You know, I demand a lot of me. So, you know, hey, you know, it's very, very important to have self-discipline. Next ill health, you know, hey, overeating the wrong foods, wrong habits of thought, giving expression to negatives, wrong use or overindulgence in sex, lack of proper physical exercise, inadequate supply of fresh air due to improper breathing. You know, I have another associate, you know, has a great business. His business could be doing even 10 times better. But he has one problem, one major, major problem. Every woman he sees, he thinks he needs to go to bed with her. So, you know, he turns a lot of people off because of that quality. He's still been able to manage to keep his business afloat and still makes, you know, fairly decent money. But as I always tell him and tease him, I say, you know, if you ever settle down, boy, and get married and find that special woman, your business will take off to the point where he could be a millionaire. But the reason he's not, and I know why he's not, the reason he's not a millionaire, not accomplishing that level of efficiency in his business is because he has no control over his sexual appetite. And, you know, and so, you know, that's, you know, and I've seen so many people make that mistake. You know, one of the things that Napoleon Hill talks about also in his book is that usually for most men, they don't really begin to settle down until their late 40s or their early 50s. They spend too much time in an overindulgence of sex. That is why, you know, and I tell people all the time, that is why God gives you a wife. See, when I first moved back to Baltimore, Maryland, when I had been living in New Orleans for a while and had been away, I never forget getting with some of my friends and sharing my goals with them. I said, you know, one, I wanted to build me a business. Two, I had been away from home for, you know, quite some time, so I wanted to spend some time with my parents. And three, I wanted to find a wife. So, you know, I had a couple of friends. Hey, the first two was fine. Man, why you want to find a wife? Man, why you want to be tied down? I said, because I need to find a wife so I can stay focused. And fortunately, you know, hey, goals are real. That's what I wanted. I was able to accomplish all three of those things. And when God gave me a wife, at first I almost didn't appreciate, you know, what I asked for and what I got. And I'm glad today that I have, you know, and do appreciate my wife, love her dearly, because I asked for a wife, and God gave me a wife, not a girlfriend, not a just a person to be around. He gave me what I asked for, a wife, and I am so, so happy. So, you know, the ill health piece, you got to deal with that. Procrastination is another one. This is one of the most common causes of failure. You know, don't put off till tomorrow what you can do today, because remember, you're not promised tomorrow. You know, the quote I read you earlier. Hey, yesterday is history. Tomorrow's a mystery. All we have is today. So don't procrastinate and put off something, you know, till tomorrow that you can do today. Lack of persistence. You have to be persistent in the things that you want to do. Persistent. Negative personality. Hey, you have to have a pleasing personality. You know, we carry two talismen with us, PMA and NMA, positive mental attitude and negative mental attitude. You know, positive mental attitude and negative mental attitude. You know, you got to be able to focus on having a pleasing personality with a positive mental attitude. You know, one of the other things he talks about is one or more of the six basic fears. You know, there's fears that people have. And, you know, what is fears? You know, I have a little acronym I use about fear. False evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. You know, the majority of things that we worry about don't happen. We just take us, I mean, you lay in bed all night long worrying about something, and it don't happen. The majority of things we worry about don't happen. They just don't. So, you know, stay focused and make sure you don't have fears bouncing around in your head. Another one he says is wrong selection of mate in marriage. You know, I sort of already covered that. Make sure you choose the right person that you're going to be close to. You know, it ain't no game. You just don't want an extension. Overcaution. The person who takes no chances generally has to take whatever's left when others are doing the choosing. See, some people are overcautious. Some people say, I'll wait. You know, don't wait. Hey, when you wait, you get what's left over from those that hustle. See, so if you wait, you know, somebody else can beat you to the game. You know, I've heard people talk about, you know, they had a great idea for something, you know, but, you know, they figured they couldn't do it. Remember, do it now principle. You see something you want to do, just go do it now, even if you're not ready. Find a way to do it. Do it now. Next is wrong selection of associates in business. You have to choose people that have integrity in your business. That's why I love the company that I'm in. You know, YTB, your travel biz, the integrity of the founders and the owners. The coach, J. Lloyd Tomer, the founder of the company, he has two sayings that he goes by and he holds everybody accountable to. If it ain't so, don't say it. And if it ain't right, don't do it. That's his saying. That's his motto. He goes and he lives by those two principles. That if it ain't right, don't do it. And if it ain't so, don't say it. Don't tell lies because they catch up with you. I'm going to go to one of our callers that we have on the line. So we're running down about 8 minutes left. And let me bring up caller 410, I believe. This is David Murphy. Good morning, Mr. Murphy. Is this you on the line?
Yes, sir, it is. How you doing?
Fine. Question or comment?
Just a comment. I just want to give you your accolades because I'm listening to your show, and it's been a while since I was able to get back to your show. And I just want, you know, to let you know, to reaffirm what you've been saying, is that it's good to listen to a man who's trying to help another man or woman or, you know, another person, but it's also, it just lends integrity to a man, not only talk the talk, but you walk in it. And I just want to let your listening audience know we go back a long way, and you're speaking about integrity, you're talking about working with the right people, you're talking about laying the right types of foundations, and I watched you over the years, and that's what you've done. And so it's just good to listen to somebody who's practicing what they are preaching.
Thank you for that. You know, and as you know, we've seen a lot in our day and times in terms of things that popped out fast, but fell apart because people lacked integrity.
That's right. No. And I just wanted to add to you, just keep doing what you're doing because you blessed a lot of people in the past, and I know you will continue to do so. So I'm looking forward to working with you.
Okay, and you know, while I have you on the line, can you take a minute and share with people a little bit of information about a new venture that you've developed that I'm also assisting you with, and it's called the National Portal.
Yes, the National Portal is like a major search engine, which we will have components all over from every state. Right now, we're just getting started. The National Portal, we also have about five different states already participating with us. It's a powerful tool, powerful, where one can go into that particular state. It's like a portal, like a gateway into that particular state. If you're looking to do business in the state, if you're looking for information, those portals will provide those services for you. And I encourage everyone to go to thenationalportal.com. That's www.thenationalportal.com. And you will find a wealth of information. And if you want to promote, if you really want to get your message out to people, we encourage you to do so now because we have a lot of benefits for participating businesses and services and those who have social programs. And I mean, just a wealth of information. And I'm just going to give you a little insight. In the very near future, this is going to be one of the most powerful tools on the Internet. And so if you want to participate, well, come check us out. That's thenationalportal.com. And thank you for that, sir.
All right. Thank you, David. And people, you go to that site, you'll see a link that says the North Carolina Portal .net. That'll link you to state that I live in, North Carolina, and I'm helping Mr. Murphy with expansion of that, and we're looking for people to help open up some of the other states. Let me go to the line and bring Roof up. We've got down about 4 minutes left here. Let me get some closing comments and questions from our drive time listener, Roof. Roof, you there?
Good morning, Jumbo.
Hey, C. Jumbo, good morning.
I'm loving the show this morning, and I'm really enjoying the education, the truth, and the wisdom that you're imparting to us this morning. And my may I give the positive affirmation for today?
Yes, you may.
Today's affirmation is, my faith is greater than my fears.
All right. All right.
My faith is greater than my fears. So I just want to thank you for helping me stay on. And I'm driving, and your program is definitely helping me stay on course with what I'm doing, and I appreciate you so much.
All right. I appreciate you, too. And, you know, give me a holler later on today so we can see, you know, if you're going to be able to make that evening venture so that I know how to plan next Tuesday show.
Okay. Check your inbox. I sent you a message this morning.
Okay. Great. 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 All right. Thank you so much. And, you know, we enjoy having you on with us in the mornings.
Thank you. Have a blessed.
All right, people. You know, hey, you know, as we're winding down, we have 3 minutes left, and you know, next week, you know, I got some new stuff we're going to be doing, and hopefully, you know, we got a special thing we want to do Tuesday, and then Thursday of next week, we'll be going over The Psychology of Winning by Dennis Wheatley. Do you want to be a winner? Hey, yes. You know, you want to be a winner. And we'll be going over Psychology of Winning by Dennis Wheatley. I'm going to close my show out this morning with a song that was done for me by a late associate who was also in the business with me, who passed this year. And he put this piece together for me around the business that we're involved in called YTB, Your Travel Biz, which is really taking off and sweeping the country by storm. Listen to this. This was done by Michael Lee Foster, and may God bless his soul.
Success you've always dreamed of, to have the confidence in an opportunity that can truly give to you the kind of lifestyle you've always wanted for you and your loved ones. Opportunity is knocking on your door. You are at the right place, at the right time. Never before has the fastest growing technology in the world, called the internet, come together with the largest market shift in business history, combined with the largest group of people ever to walk the face of the planet. All coming together to enjoy what every human being wants to do. You can now boldly go where you've always wanted to go before. Your opportunity is YTB.
speed.
Until next time, God bless everyone under the sound of my voice, and go to www.jahitravelsite.com. God bless you, and see you Tuesday.